With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump endorses the current Speaker of the House. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President-elect Donald Trump posted on social media that Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is a hardworking religious man and will, quote, do the right thing, adding, we will continue to win. Johnson's leadership seemed in jeopardy earlier this month after a fight to fund the government and head off a shutdown. Trump has been quiet about Johnson's fate. Some Republicans have signaled they'll try to vote the House Speaker out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, police in New York say there are no credible threats for New Year's Eve in Times Square. Still, security will be extra tight. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Bomb-sniffing dogs, drones, dump trucks blocking streets, and cops on every corner. That's just some of the NYPD security for New Year's Eve in Times Square. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says ever since last year's Hamas attack in Israel, they've been operating in a heightened threat environment.
The public can expect to see a tremendous amount of police resources deployed throughout the area.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's all about making sure everyone has a safe experience.
There are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Thousands are expected to pack the small area of Times Square surrounding the ball drop. Julie Walker, New York.
In Washington State, a new rule takes effect New Year's Day to protect southern resident killer whales. Starting January 1st, all boats must stay 1,000 feet away from the whales. The whales use echolocation to hunt and communicate, and it can be disrupted by boats. The rule includes motorboats, sailboats, paddlecraft, like a kayak. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor tries to limit abortion in his state.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has introduced a budget amendment that would eliminate taxpayer funding for abortions on disabled unborn babies. In fact, Youngkin has put forward a similar amendment for 3 years in a row, but the majority Democrat legislature in Virginia always votes it down. Meanwhile, those same Democratic lawmakers are working on an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. A vote of the people will be required. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Islamic rebels who deposed Syrian Bashar Assad say they have no ill will towards the country's Christian minority, but others apparently don't feel that way. A group of attackers trashed a Greek Orthodox church this month, shooting up the inside of the building. No arrests have been made. Despite the promises of tolerance by Syria's new leaders, there are many other radical Muslim factions in that country that have been targeting Christians for decades. This is SRN News. Well, Earth became more crowded this year.
Its population increased by more than 71 million people and will total just over 8 billion on New Year's Day. The U.S. Census Bureau says that's a slight slowdown from 2023, when the headcount rose by 75 million. In January 2025, 4.2 births and 2.0 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The Census Bureau says the U.S. grew by 2.6 million people this year. America's population will be 341 million people on New Year's Day. Rich Thomason reporting.
Still unclear what caused a deadly plane crash in South Korea Sunday. It could take weeks to get data from the plane's black boxes. The flight from Bangkok was carrying 181 people when it skidded off the runway and crashed into a barrier bursting into flames. More details at srnnews.com.